ಓಂ ಸಹನಾಭವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ 16th ಮಂತ್ರ ಪೇಜ್ ನಂಬರ್ 158. ಅಥ ತ್ರಯೋವಾವಲೋಕಾಃ ಮನುಷ್ಯಲೋಕಃ ಪಿತೃಲೋಕಃ ದೇವಲೋಕ ಇತಿ ಸೋಯಂ ಮನುಷ್ಯಲೋಕಃ ಪುತ್ರೇಣೈವ ಜಯ್ಯಃ ನಾನ್ಯೇನ ಕರ್ಮಣಾಂ ಕರ್ಮಣಾ ಪಿತೃಲೋಕಃ ವಿದ್ಯಯಾ ದೇವಲೋಕಃ ದೇವಲೋಕೋ ವೈ ಲೋಕಾನಾಂ ಶ್ರೇಷ್ಠಃ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ವಿದ್ಯಾಂ ಪ್ರಶಂಸಂತಿ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಪ್ತಾನ್ನ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಂ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ತ್ರೀ ಅನ್ನಂಸ್ ಎಲಾಬರೇಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಉಪನಿಷತ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ವಾಂಗ್ ಮನಃ ಪ್ರಾಣಃ, ವಾಗ್ ಅನ್ನಂ, ಮನ ಅನ್ನಂ, ಪ್ರಾಣ ಅನ್ನಂ. ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ 7 ಅನ್ನಂಸ್ ಆರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎ ಜೀವ, ಎ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್. ಫೋರ್ ಬಾಹ್ಯ ಅನ್ನಂಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ 3 ಇಂಟರ್ನಲ್ ಅನ್ನಂಸ್. ಬಾಹ್ಯ ಅನ್ನಂ ಆರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಪಶು ಅನ್ನಂ, ಮನುಷ್ಯ ಅನ್ನಂ, ದೇವ ಅನ್ನಂ, 2 ಟೈಪ್ಸ್. ಆಲ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಮನ, ವಾಕ್, ಪ್ರಾಣ, ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ 3 ಪುಟ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಜೀವಾಸ್ ಸೇಕ್ ಅಲೋನ್, ಫಾರ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಅಲೋನ್. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಮೋರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲನೇಷನ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದೀಸ್ 3 ಅಂತರ ಅನ್ನಾನಿ, ತ್ರೀಣಿ ಅನ್ನಾನಿ ಹುಚ್ ಆರ್ ಇಂಟರ್ನಲ್. While talking about this, Upanishad presents, once the person want to get benefit, not only in this loka, the person want to get benefit even after death also. How he want to go to higher lokas? He want to go to Swargaloka, he want to go to Pitruloka, he want to go to Brahmaloka. So therefore, then what are the means for these lokas, higher lokas? The whole Karma Kanda presents Karma, Upasana, Putrahan. By performing rituals, sacrifice, a person can go to Swargaloka. Kevala karmana Swargalokaha. Kevala karmana Swargalokaha. Upasanaya Brahmalokaha. By upasana, one can go to Brahmaloka. Pitruloka, if you want to go, all ancestors where they live, that is through the son. Son means one's own putra. If putra is there, this person can go to all other lokas also. Pitruloka he can go, Swargaloka he can go, and Brahmaloka he can go. So among these three, putra, karma and vidya, upasana, vidya means upasana. All these three are also means to go to higher lokas. So the desire of that person continues. Even after the fall of the body, let me go to higher lokas. Therefore, the mantra tells here, putra considered to be very, very important than karma and upasana. Even though three are important, putra is highlighted. What is the significance? That's what mantra here presents, the illustrations all given here. Than karma, than upasana, putra is the best means to go to higher lokas. How? That what we are seeing. Atha trayorvava lokaha. There are three lokas. Manushya lokaha, pitrulokaha, devalokaha. Here pitruloka, manushya loka means again he want to come to manushya loka. Here we can take pitruloka as swargaloka. Pitruloka as Swargaloka, Devaloka means Brahmaloka. Soyam Manushyalokaha Putrena Jayaha. Again, if you want to born in this Manushyaloka as a human being, through your son you can come back to Manushya Janma. That's why people all vote for what? One son, at least one son. Putrena eva jayaha means you can acquire, you can attain, you can conquer, you can come back. Na anyena karmana, not by any other karmas, rituals. Karmana pitrulokaha, kevala karma. Here karmana means upasana rahita karma. Upasana rahita karma is called kevala karma. Karmana by, through, tritiya. Karmana pitrulokaha. Vidyaya upasanaya. Vidyaya means upasanaya. Devalokaha. Devaloko vai lokanam shreshtaha. Among these three worlds, manushya loka and world of human beings, pitruloka, swargaloka, and Devaloka, among these three, that is Brahmaloka. What is the best, Sreshtamanna, the greatestna? That is Devalokaha. Therefore, what means one has to take? Vidyam Prashamsanti, Upasana is highlighted, glorified. Than Putra, than Karma, than Lid, Avrata. Vidya is highlighted. Okay. That is the meaning of this mantra. Now how we have to understand some important points here. Here only one aside point. Vishishtadvaiti takes wherever Vidya comes. Wherever Vidya comes, he translates it as only Upasana. All the time Upasana, Upasana, Upasana. But whereas Advaiti, he never translate all the places Vidya as Upasana. Seeing the context, some places Vidya means Jnanam. Ishavashyopanishad, Shankaracharya writes that mantra when it comes. Some places Vidya means Jnanam. Some places Vidya means Upasana. You should take properly where you have to take jnanam, where you have to take upasana, you have to take according to the context. Why Visishtadvaiti takes everywhere Brahma Upasana, Brahma Vidna, Brahma Vidya means how he translates Brahma Upasana. Meditate upon Brahman. Upasana only he takes. He never say Brahma Jnanam. There is no Brahma Jnanam at all. What is there? Only Brahma Vidya means Upasana. What is the reason? Both are come under Manovritti, Manovrityatmakam. Upasana also come under Manovritti. Nikrishta Vatsuni, Utkrishta Bhavana is a Bhavana. It happens in the mind. Manovrityatmakam. Even Jnanam also, where it takes place? Manasalani. The whole Antakarnam, it takes place. Buddhi. So therefore, Manovrityatmakam. Upasana also Manovrityatmakam. Jnanam also Manovrityatmakam. Therefore what? Therefore you should not take it as Jnanam. It is only Upasana. That is his contention. So here Shankaracharya says that is not Upasana. Wherever you have to take it as Upasana, you take it. I don't mind. I am also joined with you. But if you take Vidya everywhere as Brahma Vidya, means Brahma Upasana and Chollakudadu, Shankaracharya says. Another important point we have to note is Upasana we classify under karma only. Upasana also come under karma only. A type of karma. Manasika karma, upasana. Bhavana is a manasika karma. It's a karma. First point. Vidya as jnanam never come under karma. Vidya as upasana will come under karma. It is an action. Vidya as jnanam, when you classify, when you take as jnanam, it will never come under karma. It is a knowledge. This is second point. What is the first point? Vidya, if you classify it as upasana, it comes under what? Karma. Very important, we have to remember. When you, second point is what? When you take vidya as jnanam, it will never come under karma. It is only knowledge. It will never come under karma. Third point we have to note is, karma is independent of upasana. Karma can exist. Any ritual, any sacrifice, anything can exist, can be performed independently without upasana also. Adha kevala karma. So karma exists without upasana. Independently exist. This is third point. Fourth point is, upasana can never exist without karma. There is no kevala upasana. There is no kevala upasana. Always upasana go along with karma. This is called samuchaya. Upasana karma samuchaya. This is the fourth point. Karma upasana. Upasana is not independent of karma. Third point is, karma is independent of upasana. Upasana is depending upon karma. Why we have to know this? Na? Kevala karma will not give Brahmaloka. Upasana sahita karma eva Brahmaloka dadati. Brahmaloka prapti, kramamukti prapti. Kramamukti gnapam irko? Kramamukti prapti is possible when upasana sahita karmana. Kevala upa karma gives Svargaloka. There is no kevala upasana. Puriyaradu? Puriyaradu ninikare. Easy, simple thing. So, this is the topic we were seeing in the last class. Now, we'll enter into What is the final point I have mentioned in the last class? For a Jeevan Mukti, a person who wants Jeevan Mukti, all these are not required. Appa, nimmadi. If you don't want to come back again into Manushya Loka in this body, if you don't want to go to Swarga Loka, temporary visa, if you don't want Krama Mukti, Brahma Loka, non-verifiable, Shastra is the Pramanam, you have to believe that. Therefore, if you want here, now itself, Jeevan Mukti, in the mood, Thevaye Illa. Putra, Karma, Upasana, Thevaye Illa. But are you qualified to get Jeevan Mukti? Adi Paathukanu. Okay, now 17th mantra, we will read. Athataha Samprattihi. यथा प्रैष्यन् मन्यते अथ पुत्रमाह त्वं ब्रह्मा त्वं यज्ञः त्वं लोकः इति स पुत्रः प्रत्याह अहं ब्रह्म अहं यज्ञः अहं लोक इति यद्वै किञ्चानुक्तम् तस्य सर्वस्य ब्रह्मेत्येकता एवैके च यज्ञाः तेषां सर्वेषां यज्ञ इत्येकता एवैके च लोकाः तेषां सर्वेषां लोक इत्येकता एतावद्वा इदं सर्वम् एतन्मा सर्वम् सन्नयमितः अभुनजदिति तस्मात् पुत्रमनुशिष्टम् लोक्यमाहुः तस्मादेनामनुशास्ति स यदैवंवित् अस्मान् लोकात् प्रैति अथैभिरेव प्राणैः सः पुत्रमाविशति स यद्यनेन किञ्चित् अश्न्याकृतं भवति तस्मादेनं सर्वस्मात् पुत्रो मुञ्चति तस्मात् पुत्रो नाम स पुत्रेणैवास्मिन् लोके प्रतितिष्ठति अथैनमेते दैवाः प्राणा अमृता आविशन्ति अतः Having said this much about these three lokas and three sadhanams, ataha, therefore, this person, a person, who is that person? A father who has got a son, he does that sampradana karma. Sampratihi means he gives all his duties, responsibilities to his son. That is called Samprattihi. Entrusting his own duties to his son when he is on that death bed, when he is going to die, he come to know, I am going to leave this stula shariram. Therefore, what to do next? All my duties, suppose I have done incomplete. Suppose I have done wrongly by mistake. Suppose I have not done certain rituals. I miss that lokas. Therefore, what he does? Yada preshyan manyate. When he thought of that I am leaving this body, preshyan manyate. Atha putra maha. He says, such a person, that person who is going to die, putra maha, he tells to his son. What he says, tvam brahma, you are the brahma, means Veda. Tvam brahma, you are the Veda. Because I have done lot of chanting, Veda, Parayanam and all. So now I am going to leave this body. O son, you have to continue that karma. You have to chant that Veda. Veda Adhyayana Karma. Tvam Yajnaha. Until now I am doing lot of yajnas. I am going to leave this body. That yajna is none other than you only. Next moment, once I leave this body, you are the Brahma, you are the Yajnaha. Tvam Lokaha Iti. Even through Yajna and Veda Parayanam, Veda Karma and all, what are the lokas I am going to get? Those lokas are also you only. Tvam Lokaha Iti. Thus he says. What this putra says? Yes, yes, father. Correct, correct. Saha putraha pratyaha. He answered to his father. Pratyaha. Aham Brahma, I am the Veda. Aham Yajnaha, I am that Yajnam. Aham Lokaha Iti, I am this Lokan. Iti, thus he says, Yadvai Kincha Anuktam Tasya Sarvasya Brahma Iti Ekata. Whatever I have not said, I have left out this Veda Adhyayanam and all. Whatever I have left out, anuktam means I have not chanted, I have not done totally. Suppose, even though I have done, I might have done wrongly also. They cannot give phalam, therefore. Brahma iti ekata. Whatever I have done, what you have to do, both are one and the same. You continue that. You continue. Evaikecha yajnaha tesham sarvesham yajna ityekata. Whatever I have done, yajna and all, rituals, sacrifices, may you continue after me. Putra does, father will get phalam. Generally, what do we say? Whoever does karma, he only gets phalam. Isn't it? Whoever do punya karma, he only get punya. Whoever does papa, that papa karma come to that person only. Not because of some other person. But how Upanishad can say like this? This question may come. Yatha karoti sahayeva anubhavati. That person alone be free, that person alone get benefit. But what is this in? My husband does that punya and Allah comes to me. Wife does, it comes to me. Our father does. No, no, only one exception is there. One putra does, it comes to father. Adiyo shastranda pramana. Shastra says, it gives exception in the case of father's son. If son does, that phalam goes to the father. That is called Samprati Karma. He gives everything to the son and son performs later and phalam comes to father. Exception. Not in all other things. Inga matra Shastra permits. Shastra says. Therefore, we have to understand. Sam plus pra plus da dhatu. சம்பிரதானம், சம் பிளஸ் ப்ரா பிளஸ் தாதா. வென் இட் ஒர்க்ஸ் ஃபாதர் சம்பிரதானம் ஹி டஸ் சம்பிரத்தி கர்ம, பட் தட் சன் ஷுட் ஹாவ் ஸ்ரத்தா பக்தி ஆன் வேதா ஆன் யஜ்ஞ. அவனுக்கு ஸ்ரத்தா இருந்து பண்ணாதான் ஃபலம் வருமே தவிர, ஜஸ்ட் லைக் தட் இஃப் யூ டூ சம்பிரத்தி கர்ம இட் வோன்ட் கம். யூ ஹாவ் ஃபாதர் ஹேஸ் டு டூ சம்பிரத்தி கர்ம, தென் சன் ஹேஸ் டு டெவலப், மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் தட் ஸ்ரத்தா பக்தி, தென் இட் ஒர்க்ஸ். எனக்கு நான் ஸ்ரார்த்தம்னா ஸ்ரத்தையே இல்லைன்னா, ஸ்ரத்தையா கரோதி இது ஸ்ரார்த்தம். ஸ்ரார்த்தத்தில் ஸ்ரத்த இல்லாதவனுக்கு அவன் பண்ண அவன் அப்பாவுக்கு என்ன பலம் வரப்போறது? ஒன்றும் வராது. தட்ஸ் ஃபோர் தே டோன்ட் ஹாவ் ஸ்ரத்தா இன் காயத்ரி ஜப்பா, தே டோன்ட் ஹாவ் ஸ்ரத்தா இன் ஸ்ரார்த்த கர்ம, தே டோன்ட் ஹாவ் ஸ்ரத்தா இன் எனி ரிச்சுவல். இன்ஃபேக்ட் தே டோன்ட் ஹாவ் ஸ்ரத்தா அன் வேதான் சாஸ்திரம். சாஸ்திரத்திலேயே மதிப்பில்லை, அவன் போய் என்ன பண்ண போறான்னா? தட்ஸ் வை வென் இட் ஒர்க்ஸ்னா, வென் ஹீ ஹேஸ் காட் ஸ்ரத்தா அலோன், வித் தட் ஸ்ரத்தா ஹீ பர்ஃபார்ம்ஸ், தட் பர்ஃபார்மன்ஸ் வில் கிவ் ஃபலம் டு த ஃபாதர். தென் ஃபாதர் கேன் கோ டு ஸ்வர்கலோகா ஆர் பிரம்மலோகா ஆர் மனுஷலோகா, ஹீ கேன் கம் டு திஸ் ஹோல். தட்ஸ் வை பீப்புள் தே தெம்செல்வ் தே டூ ஸ்ரார்த்த கர்மா எவ்ரி திங், இவன் எப்படியாவது பண்ண மாட்டான்னு, அது வேறு விஷயம். ஓகே, தேர்ஃபோர் ஹி சேஸ் இது ஏகதா ஏதாவத்வா இதம் சர்வம் ஏதத் மா சர்வம் சன்னயமிதா, யூ மே யூ பர்ஃபார்ம் வித் நியம அண்ட் ரிஸ்ட்ரிக்ஷன். தஸ் வென் ஃபாதர் நோஸ் லைக் தட் ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு டூ தி சம்பிரத்தி கர்ம, மை சன் ஹேஸ் காட் ஸ்ரத்தா, therefore he is going to continue because he is not going to see father. Father is not going to see. Father trust his son. Is my son is going to do, therefore my son performance will give me benefit, therefore I'll come back. Then father enters with this attitude while leaving the body. In the desire ode he leave the body, no, what he does, no, that jiva, that prana enters in this son. தட்ஸ் வாட் உபனிஷத் சேஸ். தஸ்மாத் புத்திரமாவிசிஷ் மா அனுசிஷ்டம் ஏத் சர்வம் அபூஜதினா, த ஃபாதர் வித் த டிசைர் ஹி லீவ்ஸ் த பாடி. இங்கே புத்திரம் பின்னாடி இருப்பான், பின்னாடினா உள்ளே இருப்பான், பண்ணு 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 எனக்காக பண்ணு. ஏன்னா அவருக்கு எவ்வளோ இஸ் நாட் ஹேவிங் ஸ்தூல சரீரம். So, son is his whole form. So, panna vikradukaha, he enters in the son. So, this is what elders say, the people say, people means shrotriyas, they say, putra manushishtam lokyam ahuhu. Loka means people say ahuhu, putra manushishtam, he has given, trained his son, what? To perform the rituals with Shraddha Bhakti, he has trained his son. That is why children, some children are doing Shraddha Karma, Tarpanam, Amavasya Tarpanam, all these things, rituals and all, appa perla, we're pandran. Adella karyangal em pandran, anushishtam, appa nalla solli kudtaarun. பண்ணலன்னு என்ன அர்த்தம்? அப்பா சொல்லி கொடுக்கலன்னு அர்த்தம், சரியா சொல்லி கொடுக்கலன்னு அர்த்தம். அவ்வளோதான். திஸ் இஸ் நாட் மிஸ்டேக் ஆஃப் சில்ட்ரன். ஃபாதர் ஹேஸ் நாட் கிரியேட்டட் தட் மச் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இன் த சன். ஹவு மச் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட்? ஸ்ரத்தையே கிரியேட் பண்ணல. அதனால ஃபாதர் எவ்வளோ ஸ்ரத்த இருந்தால் பையனுக்கு ஸ்ரத்த வரும், இவருக்கே அறக்குறை இருந்தால் பையனுக்கு எப்படி வரும்? வராது. லோகமாகு தஸ்மாத் ஏனம் அனுஷாசதி, அனுஷாசதி மீன்ஸ் ஃபாதர் கமாண்ட்ஸ் ஹிஸ் சன். தஸ்மாத் ஏனம் அனுஷாசதி, ஃபாதர் கமாண்ட்ஸ் ஹிஸ் சன், மே யூ டூ ஆஃப்டர் மீ ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ். சா எத் ஏவம் வித் ஹூயவர் நோஸ் தஸ், ஹூயவர் நோஸ் தஸ் அஸ்மான் லோகாத் பிரைதி. ஏவம் வித் மீன்ஸ் knowing this, the significance of his own son, his performance, putra's performance, that phala comes to me. Whoever knows this, knowing this, he leaves this loka. His father leaves the loka. Praiti. What he does? Athaibhi reva pranaihi saha putra mavishati. He merged into total prana. Oh, this father. When he merges in total prana, where he goes? Total prana, he merges in, he is in the son's body or not? When he merges in total prana, son is having prana. So, appa sonnalu irukana illaya appa? Ukkandirukar. Amma. So, avishati. Saha putram avishati. He enters in the son's body. His own son. His own son. He enters that body. Saha yat anena kinchit akshnayak akritam bhavati. By entering in his body, he makes the son to perform. What perform? That remaining actions, rituals, whatever he has left out. By ashna means by mistake. By mistake, anything he has left out or whatever he has done, if there are any errors, so he corrects. Now son is going to adjust the gaps and all. The patches work. Patch work and all son will do. Adhikada son venu anu solradhu puriyiradha asal vishayam. People think konjam thanni oothano when I am going to die. Inna. They have to pour water. Vaayilo thanni oothanuma. Adhukaga thana ivula kashtapadanuma. Not that. Whole thing is mentioned there in Shastra. That. Bhavati tasmad enam sarvasmat putraha munchati. So therefore, putra alone release this person totally. One son alone can release this person totally. He can give the manushya loka, pitru loka, deva loka. Oru payyan irundha podum. Avaru suputra irukkanum. Pandita putraha suntaha irukkakoodathu. தெலுங்குல சொல்லுவா பண்டித புத்திரஹா சுண்டஹான்னா. அப்பா வந்து தீக்ஷேத்திரர், இவன் என்ன அண்ணன், இவர் எங்கேயோ இருப்பான் பையன், அப்படி இருக்கக்கூடாது. சுபுத்ரஹா, வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். முஞ்சதி யஸ்மாத் புத்திரஹா நாம, தட் இஸ் வை ஹிஸ் நேம் இஸ் கால்ட் புத்திரஹா. பூரணாத் புத்திரஹா, ஹீ கம்ப்ளீட்ஸ் த ஃபாதர்ஸ் ரெஸ்பான்சிபிலிட்டிஸ் அண்ட் டியூட்டிஸ். அப்பா பண்ண வேண்டியதெல்லாம் இவன் கம்ப்ளீட் பண்ணுவான். அத பூரணாத் புத்திரஹா, பூரணம் என்ன கம்ப்ளீஷன். புத்திரன்னு இப்படி புரியறது அர்த்தம் என்ன? பூரணாத் புத்திரஹா. ஒரு பையன் ஒன்றும் பண்றதில்லை, சப்போஸ் அப்பாக்காக ஒன்றும் பண்றதில்லை, சார்த்த கர்ம கூட பண்ணல, மினிமம் அது சார்த்த கர்ம கூட பண்ணலன்னா அவன் புத்திரன் ஆக முடியுமா? பூரணாத் திராயத்தே இது புத்திரஹா. By completing the father's rituals and all, he protects the father. He protects the father from what? Naraka. Unnama naraka at trayate iti putraha. See, son, father is protected from narakam. And that's why putra nama saha putrena eva asman loke pratitishthate. That's why father remained in the form of son. He is not dead. He is alive. In the formula. Payyanoda formula irukkar. Putra pratitishthati. Atha enam ete devaha pranaha amrutaha avishanti. How he is their father is there. How can you say? Because that person is a upasaka. Father was a upasaka. He knows all these things. Therefore, his prana merged in devas. Therefore, he is mortal or immortal? Immortal. Immortal means apekshika amritatvam he attains. And that meaning. Im prana amritaha avishanti. His prana merges into total Hiranyagarbha. Next mantra we will read. Mantra number 18. In 18 and 19 shlokas, this mantra says, Adhyatma Vak replaced by Adhidaiva Vak. In the father's Adhyatma Vak merge into Adhidaiva Vak. Similarly, in the 19th mantra, it is going to be said, Adhyatma Manaha replaced by Adhidaiva Manaha. Now we'll read that 18th mantra. Prithivai Chainam Agnischa Daivi Vaga Vishati Savai Devi Vak Yaya Yadya Deva Vadati Tat Tat Bhavati 19th mantra. Divaschainam Adityacham Daivam Mana Avishati Tadvai Daivam Manaham Enanandyeva Bhavati Enanandyeva Bhavati Athonana Shochatim Adhyaschainam Chandramasascham Daivah Prana Avishatim Savai Daivaha Pranaham Yes Sancharanscha Sancharanscham Navyathate Atho Narishyati Sa evam vit sarvesham Bhutanam Atma Bhavati Yathaisha Devataiva Saham Yathaitam Devatam Sarvani Bhutani Avanti Evam Haivam Vidam Sarvani Bhutanyavanti Yad Kinchema Prajaham Shochanti Amaivasam Tadbhavati Punyameva Mungachati Nahavai Devan Apam Gachati These three mantras are talking about until now this person enjoyed his own individual vak, mana, prana until his death. Once he leaves his body, he merges into total. Once he merges into total, Hiranyagarbha, he enjoys total vak, he enjoys total mind, he enjoys total prana. So, Adhyatma vak replaced by Adhidaiva vak. Adhyatma manaha replaced by Adhidaiva manaha. Because once you merge into total, manas goes where? In the total. Similarly, Adhyatma prana replaced by or merges into Adhidaiva pranaha. That is the meaning of these 18th, 19th and 20th mantra. Once he took the Hiranyagarbha form, Adhi Adhyatmam converted into Adhidaiva Devata. That is called Devata. Once he merges into Hiranyagarbha, his walk is called what? Vak Devata. His manas is called what? Mana தேவதா, அதுதான் அதி தெய்வம். தென் பிராண தேவதா, வெஷ்டி பிராணாபிகம் சமஷ்டி பிராண தெய்வம் அதி பிராண தேவதான. So he has got Daivi Prana, Daivi Manaha, Daivi Vak. Having left this body also, continuing. Adakudadu. Shell only you are giving up. But you are happily continuing. Where? In total. Nalla santoshama irukka vendamo? Na aludhindu irupa? Theriyadu enna. இந்த ஷெல்லு போனாலும் கூட திஸ் ஹோல் திங் மெர்ஜஸ் ஐ எம் என்ஜாயிங் த்ரூ டோட்டல். தட்ஸ் வாட் மந்த்ரா சேஸ் ஹியர். ஸோ தெய்வி பிராணா ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா, வாட் இஸ் த பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் திஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங்? இஃப் ஐ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் லைக் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் லைக் திஸ், சி இண்டிவிஜுவல் பிராண, இண்டிவிஜுவல் வாக், இண்டிவிஜுவல் மைண்ட், தே ஆர் நாட் பர்மனென்ட். Once I merge with the total, I, as a prana, I nourish all the time. Prana devata, as prana devata, I nourish or I perish. I nourish. As vak devata, I nourish. As mano devata, I nourish. I flourish also. I nourish, I flourish, I enjoy. Enjoy. Ennudaiya joy, enjoy. நல்லத உடம்பு போனா போகட்டும், என்ன அதுல பெரிய விஷயம் என்ன? ஸோ திஸ் உபாசனா ஹெல்ப்ஸ் டு கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் தட் டெத் ஃபியர். பாருங்க, ஏ பர்சன் ஹூ டஸ் உபாசனா, ஹீ வில் நெவர் ஹாவ் எ ஃபியர் ஆஃப் டெத். ஹீ லவ்ஸ் டு லீவ் த பாடி. திஸ் பாடி இஸ் யூஸ்லெஸ். முறுக்கு ஆயிண்டிருக்கு, முறுக்கு மாதிரி அப்படியே ஷ்ரிங்க் ஆயிண்டிருக்கு. எதுக்கு இந்த உடம்பு விட்டுட்டு, லெட் மீ மெர்ஜ் வித் டோட்டல், ஆனந்தமாக போகலாம் இல்லையோ? தேங்க்ஸ் கிவிங் லெட்டரோடு கொடுத்துட்டு போகலாம். அதுதான். ஸோ 20th மந்த்ரா சேஸ் தட் பெனிஃபிட் பியூட்டிஃபுல்லி. சி த செகண்ட் ஹாஃப், தேர்ட் லைன் ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ். சஹ ஏவம் வித், லைக் யூ பீப்புள், ஹூ எவர் நோஸ் திஸ், ஹூ எவர் நோஸ் இன் திஸ் மேனர், ஏவம் வித் யா சஞ்சரஞ்சா அச்சன் அசஞ்சரஞ்சா. This prana, after leaving this body, where is it now? It is moving in all bodies and it is there in non-moving beings also. So this prana is there in the tree. In which form? In non-moving form. It's not moving. In us, in moving form. Adha sancharan asancharan cha. This prana, which is all-pervading, navyadhate, it has no pain at all, no problem, navyadhate, never perish. Navyadhate means never afraid of anything. Atha na rishyati, never perish. Rishyati na perish. Narishyati means it never perish. Saha evam vithu sarvesham bhutanam atma bhavati. Once you know this, I am the content prana of all beings, moving and non-moving, animate and inanimate. Atma bhavati. Yatha esha deva, devata evam saha. He becomes divine. யதா ஏதாம் தேவதாம் சர்வாணி பூதானி அவந்தி. ஒன் ஹூ நோஸ் லைக் திஸ் ஆல் தேவதாஸ், நவ் ஹீ காட் வாட் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா ஸ்டேட்டஸ். ஹி மெர்ஜ்ட் இன் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா, ஹீ காட் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா ஸ்டேட்டஸ். ஆல் த தேவதாஸ் அதர் தேவதாஸ் வர்ஷிப்பிங் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா. ஸோ ஆல் தட் வர்ஷிப் கம்ஸ் டு ஹூம்? திஸ் பர்சன், பிகாஸ் ஹி ஹாஸ் மெர்ஜ்ட் இன் டு ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா. Whoever worship the Hiranyagarbha, all that worship comes to him. Whoever praise Hiranyagarbha, all that glory comes to him. That's what mantra says. Evam hi evam vidam sarvani bhutani avanti. Bhutani means devatas. All the devatas, Indra devata, Varuna devata, Vayu devata, Agni devata, all these kutti kutti devatas are under Hiranyagarbha. These devatas salute to this upasaka, prana upasaka, whoever understand this, so because of that, Hiranyagarbha status. Therefore, kincha imah prajaha shochanti amu asam tadbhavati punyamevamum gachat. Whoever praises him, whoever, in the previous mantra, 18th and 19th, one point Upanishad says, whoever merges into Hiranyagarbha, Vyashtivag became Samashtivag. That person, whatever he speaks, it happens. Adi Satyamahu. Appadi Terinji, Upasana Panni, Hiranyagarbhala Merji Aayi, Hiranyagarbhala Merji Aham Bodhu, இவன் எல்லா ஜீவராசி உள்ள இருக்கானே இல்லையா? இருக்கும்போது அந்த ஜீவன் அந்த உடம்புல வந்து பேசும்போது அந்த வாக்கு உண்மையாகுமா? அது நடக்கும். மனசுல ஒரு தாட் வந்தா, சங்கல்பம் வந்தா அது நடக்கும். சோ தட் இஸ் த பலம், தட் இஸ் அ பலம், பிகாஸ் தட் ஞானம் கண்டினியூஸ் இன் தட் பர்சன். Whenever he merges in that human beings and he remains in that form. So that walk phalam, sankalpa balam, everything take place. Not only that, if anybody criticize him, such upasaka, and the jnanam irukkavanni, yaravadu criticize panna, ivanukku mahapapam, dukkamo dukkam vanduduma. Shochati. This person will have sorrow. But another question varalam. If that person enters into samashti prana, in samashti all jivas, avangalude nalladella varum, but kettadella kuda varada appona. Whatever jivas having that problems, sorrows, they won't come to this person upasaka, even though he merges into that whole universe. Shastra says it won't come to him. ஏன்னா, he enjoys but he never suffer. What is the reason, tell me? அபிமானம் கிடையாது. எந்த உடம்பு மேல வெஷ்டி அபிமானம் கிடையாது. Similarly in our stomach also there are lot of worms. Swamiji says, one commentator says like that, Anandagiri writes, in our stomach குள்ள கூட சில organisms are all there. They are all helpful. Certain things, they are helpful for us. உடம்புல இருக்கணும். Certain bacteria are good bacteria. Good cholesterol மாதிரி. அதில் good bacteria, good இதெல்லாம் இருக்கும். But when they are helping us, we enjoy. When they have problem, do you have any problem? We don't bother. If they have any problem, other jivas inside our body, are you bothering about their problem? ஏன் எனக்கு அபிமானமே கிடையாது. I don't have abhimana on them. அது மாதிரி இந்த பர்சன் உபாசகனுக்கு அபிமானம் இல்லை. வெஷ்டி தேகம் மேல் அபிமானம் இல்லை. He has merged with சமஷ்டி பிராணா, சமஷ்டி மனஹா, சமஷ்டி வாக். அதனால வெரி வெரி பவர்ஃபுல். Therefore what? Give up abhimana. அத மீனிங். நெக்ஸ்ட் மந்திரா we will read. 21. அதாதோ வ்ரத மீமாம்ஸம் ப்ரஜாபதிர் ஹ கர்மாணி ஸஸ்ருஜதே தானி ஸ்ருஷ்டானி அன்யோன்யேனா ஸ்பர்தந்த வதிஷ்யாம்யேவம் அஹமிதி வாக்தத்ரே த்ரக்ஷாம்யஹமிதி சக்ஷுஹும் ஸ்ரோஷ்யாம்யஹமிதி ஸ்ரோத்ரம் ஏவ மன்யானி கர்மாணி यथा कर्म तानि मृत्युः श्रमो भूत्वा अपयेमे तान्याप्नोत् मृत्युरवारुन्धः तस्माच्छाम्यति एव वाक् श्राम्यति चक्षुः श्राम्यति श्रोत्रम् अथ अथेममेव नाप्नोद्योयम् ज्योयम् मध्यमः प्राणः तानि ज्ञातुं दद्धिरे अयं वै नः श्रेष्ठः यः सञ्चरंश्चासञ्चरंश्च न व्यथते अथो नरिष्यति हन्तास्यैव सर्वे रूपमसामेति त एतस्यैव सर्वे रूपमभवत् तस्मादेतत् एतानि आख्यायन्ते प्राण इति तेन हवाव तत्कुलमाचक्षते यस्मिन् कुले भवति य एवं वेद यौ हैवं विदा स्पर्धते अनुशुष्यति अनुशुष्य हैवा अन्ततः म्रियते हैवा अन्ततः म्रियते इत्यध्यात्मम् Now, the topic is and the putra and the loka all over. Okay. Prana, mana, vak, three annams are there. Which one is superior? Vak is superior, mana is superior, prana is superior. So that's what Upanishad is presenting. So what they did, all other indriyams, ears, all these eyes and all, every indriyam thinks I am great. I am great. If I am not there, we saw this story in Chandogya, Prashnopanishad also. So what they have done here, this is vratam, mimamsa. No? Prana sreshthatvam is one topic. Prana upasana is another topic. Prana sreshthatvam we have to establish. And prana upasana is the another topic here. Prana at adhyatma level, sreshthatvam. Prana at adhidaivam level, sreshthatvam you have to establish. So this is the vratam. Mimamsa. Vrata mimamsa means analysis. Vrata means they are taking a vow. All indriyams are taking a vow. எல்லாம் உப்பா விரதம் பண்ண போகிறான். என்ன விரதம் ஒன்று இந்த உண்ணா விரதம் ஏதோ பண்ணுறான் இல்லையா, அது மாதிரி என்ன விரதம் பண்ணுறாங்கன்னு தானி. ஆல் தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் கிரியேட்டட் பை பிரஜாபதி. ஸோ பிரஜாபதி ஹி சசுஜே தானி சிருஷ்டானி. வாட் ஹேப்பன்? தேர் ஆல் ஸ்டார்டட் ஃபைட்டிங் ஈச் அதர். நான் தான் பெருசு, நான் தான் பெருசு, நான் தான் பெருசு, நான் தான் பெருசு. ஸ்பர்தந்தே என்ன குவாரலிங் ஈச் அதர். Parling each other, enna pandrana, I am going to talk continuously. This is vratam. This vagindriya says, I am going to talk non-stop. Continuously I am going to talk. That's what says. Vadishyami eva ahamiti vagdadhre. This is the vratam taken by vagindriyam. Adhyatma level. I am going to talk continuously, non-stop. Who can stop me? His eyes are telling, I am also going to take the vrata. I am going to see continuously. The mantra says, Drakshyami aham iti chakshuhu. Eyes are telling, I am going to see continuously. Na TV program channel mele channel vandhindu irukkiliyo? Paathinde irukkana. Drakshyami. Sroshyami aham iti. Ears are telling, I am also going to continuously listen. Adukku TV vandhadu. Radio vandha paaka mudiyadu. Okay, only picture irundha kekka mudiyadu. Adhanaala picture rendu irukkanum. Adukku TV vandhadu. Okay, sroshyami aham iti shrotram. Evam manyani karmani. Anyani karmani. All other sense organs also, this itang also. I go on eating. Anyani karmani. Tvagindriyam, all other sense organs, mind, buddhi, chitta, all of them started functioning. Yatha karma tani mrityuhu shramo bhutva apa emena. What happened after long time, no? They're all tired. No? They are all tired. Because of the tiredness, no? They stop talking. They stop seeing. They stop listening. Everything. That is why many times class lo kuda. Ella pannu. Okay. The tired. No? Tani apnod. So, aptva mrityuhu rundha. This is a type of mrityu. Tiredness is a type of mrityu. Mrityu is what? In the form of obstacle. They have stopped their function. So once they stop their function, what happened? Tasvat shramyati eva vak. The vak is a tired. Shrotra indriyam tired. Chakshu tired. All of them tired. I am eva. But whereas prana, madhyamaha pranaha, not tired. Prana is also indriyam. Sushma Srirana 17 faculties lo pancha jnana indriyani, pancha karma indriyani, pancha pranadaya. Manasu buddhi chitta ahankaran lo prana is not tired. Madhyamaha pranaha. What happened? Tani gnatum dadnire. All the sense organs look at that prana. This prana is not tired. Very fresh. Very fresh. So what they did? Ayam vai naha sreshtaha. This prana is sreshtaha among us. Than us. Sreshtaha. Yahaha sancharan asara asancharansya. This prana is there moving in moving beings and non-moving beings also it is there. Navyadhate. It has no pain at all. Navyadhate. It has no pain at all. Narishyati. It has no death also. It is continuing its function. Hantasya eva na sarve rupam asam eti. Let us join us with prana. Coalition madri. Let us join in that prana, which is the strongest. Ta etasya eva sarve rupam abhavat. Therefore, what happened? One's eyes, ears, nose, all the sense organs merged in prana, they got the name of prana. Eyes can be called as prana, ears can be called as prana, because they want prana's strength, support. Rupam abhavatu, tasmad etan akhyayante prana iti. Therefore, they can be called as what? Prana. You can call. Iti tena havava tat kulam achakshate. Therefore, kulamanna all jnana indriyani, karma indriyani, all can be called as pranaha. Yasmin kule bhavati sa evam veda. Whoever knows this in this manner. Eva vidam spardhate anusushyate. Whoever criticizes such a person, that person who knows this, if anybody criticizes him, he dries up. He will be tired. Dries up and with a lot of diseases, no? And he pulls his life and finally dies. Mriyatena. So, ityadhyatma. Never criticize that prana upasaka who knows the greatness of that prana. ఇది అధ్యాత్మం. సేమ్ వే ఇన్ అదర్ మంత్ర, నెక్స్ట్ మంత్ర ఆల్సో, ఆల్ అధిదైవం లెవెల్ ఆల్సో, దే ఆల్సో స్టార్ట్ ది సేమ్ థింగ్. అగైన్ దే మెర్జ్ విత్ సమష్టి ప్రాణ. దట్ వి సీ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హరిః ఓం. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.